Equal Housing Lender.
Time is 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 31st of May, last day of the fifth month. I've already turned my calendar over. That's how forward-thinking I am, Rich. I'm already looking at June 2011. Boy,
you move so fast, you're 2 days ahead of everybody else.
I'm thinking ahead here. I actually do try to think ahead. When you think ahead, any approaching action seems like more in shape.
That's actually a curious place to start with our friend Uri Geller with me.
How's that?
Well, you are always moving 100 miles an hour.
And Uri is as well.
And Uri is as well. But Uri, is there an advantage to being ahead of yourself, or should you live in the now? I always talk live in the now.
Well, I'm definitely ahead of you guys 5 hours. I'm definitely 8 hours ahead of LA, but then Japan are ahead of us. So if that's what you mean.
here's what I was thinking.
I'm living in the middle, which is great.
Well, Greenwich Mean Time is really the start of this day starts with supposedly anyway there, but then you turn it around. If you go exactly around the world on that latitude, that's where Guam is, just on the to the east of that, and that's where they say America's day begins. The fact that it's 12 hours different exactly from where you are. So if it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon right now, you're at 5 after 1. In the afternoon.
That's precisely so. And isn't it amazing that I'm simply about 45 minutes away from Greenwich itself,
yeah,
where Greenwich Mean Time is. And Greenwich Mean Time obviously is internationally known. I wonder why they have established the Greenwich Mean Time exactly there. I really don't know that little history. Do you?
No, the old business, but you have to start someplace. But I don't know why it was Greenwich. And, you wonder about these things. Sometimes this comes out of the same page book as how do languages begin? How did somebody figure out that 2 and 2 is 4? How did we figure out how the body works? All of these things that seem to be a part of common knowledge, somebody had to have figured them out at some point along the way. Latitude and longitude. Why is this country named X and another country named Y? All of these things. Languages. Why do the Russians speak the way they do? Why the Chinese speak the way they do? All of that stuff.
Yeah, do you know, Doug, that talking about languages, Israel, is thousands of years old, but the Hebrew language, I think we once talked about from your program, the Hebrew language hasn't changed in 6,000 years.
Wow.
Also, the Hebrew writing is still the same. So it's amazing if we had a time machine and we could go back 6,000 years to ancient Israel, the Israelites, and ancient Egypt, then we'll be able to communicate with them. I find that extraordinary. Also, talking about how things were divided and why they were named, what they are called, it's amazing because when Israel was formed, Tel Aviv didn't really exist. And the story is that the first people who landed in Israel were from Europe, and one of them was a Weiss family, Weiss, and they actually divided Tel Aviv and Jaffa with shells that they found on the beach. So he said, okay, the shells are here on the left, you get Tel Aviv. The shells that are on the right, you get Jaffa. So that's extraordinary. And even going back to the American history, Indians, American Indians, probably go back, what, am I correct to say about 1,500 years or even more than that?
More than that.
More than that.
More than that, yeah, more than that.
I do believe that I don't want to be attacked on this, but They probably came from Mongolia, you know, where Mongolia is now.
Yeah.
They traveled for thousands of years on horses, maybe even boats, and landed in America. So it's so extraordinary. I wish, and I'm sure there will be sooner or later, maybe 10,000 years from now, time capsules, where we'll be able to get into the time capsules find the day, the date, the year that we want to travel back into the past, and we'll simply dematerialize and appear somewhere wherever our destination would be.
Where do you think all this is going? Where do you think, with a population explosion as it is, we're having a conversation, as we usually do at this time each week, with Uri Geller, whose website is urigeller.com, one of the most fascinating people on the planet. His mind work is legion around the world, very popular in lots of different nooks and crannies. All right, so why do you think it is as it is?
Well, first of all, you know, since you said, you know, we did bring up time. Again, what is time? Mm-hmm. Is there at all time, Doug? Are you Doug, Stefan? Am I Uri Geller talking to you? Or is it my reality, that extra reality, that different dimension that is creating you?
See, this, I find this whole thing fascinating.
Yeah,
I happen to now be in a car driving into London. And the car next to me, in front of me, is a Peugeot, a white Peugeot. Is it truly there, or is my mind making it up? It is so extraordinary. We know so little. You know, we use only, 10% of our brains. Can you imagine if we used 15%? Maybe we would be able to teleport ourselves. I truly believe, Doug, that 100,000 years from now, maybe a little more, maybe a quarter of a million years from now, there will be no airplanes, there will be no boats, there will be no cars. We will be able to teleport our body, our physical body, to destinations of our choice. So if I want to visit you, I simply think it, or maybe there will be a tool that I will enter, press the button, and I will dematerialize from point A, materialize at point B, and be right next to you. Isn't that unreal? It's weird, fascinating, but it is the future.
That's beam me up, Scotty. That's what
exactly.
That is.
Yeah. Shippy, who is my brother-in-law, if you didn't know, is driving next to me, and he says, like Star Trek, beam me up. That's the future. Unbelievable. Even today, they're already teleporting little neutrons, little particles of the atom. And that's this whole thing in Switzerland, you know, that the accelerator. They're proving to the world that we can actually teleport particles. Do you remember the movie, all of you, The Fly? Do you remember
Yes.
that amazing classic?
I'm melting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is simply, these movies are really telling us what we are going to expect in the future. So all the films that we are seeing will come true. I mean, Arthur C. Clarke was the closest with 2001 Space Odyssey. For goodness sake, it's happening right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Well, look at the Jetsons. We used to watch them on the telephone
and
with
laugh
the pictures,
about
and now we have Skype.
There's George Jetson.
Right, yeah.
Dong, 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 dong. Mm.
Microwaves, the whole bit. We have it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I would like, though? I'd like a packing machine for when we travel. So you don't actually have to pack anything. You can just say, today I'd like a black pair of pants. Wouldn't that be great?
Absolutely.
The Jetsons had something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, I think the world, you know, putting aside the wars that we're fighting right now in the name of religion, I think that will ebb away slowly. We're talking about now in the future of thousands of years. You know, we are going to eliminate accidents. Look at this airline accident with Air France that happened 2 years ago. Everyone is talking about it because they found the black box, and now they're saying that it could be pilot error. Why did it push the stick up when it should have pushed it down? So I think those things are going to be eliminated. Travel.
Right. You know, as I listen to you tell that story, here's where this all everything changes because of connections. Because and we were talking about this earlier. Had some pictures that had come from a plane that was in trouble, and people on the plane thought it was going to crash. So they were taking pictures for who knows what reason, because if they were going to crash, who's going to see the pictures? The plane didn't crash. It landed. And yet the people, their faces, the expressions, you have six or seven pictures. Looking at these people, the anxiety on their faces, the people who were praying, just whatever else. But these, the reason I bring it up is because of technology, we're able to learn things so quickly now. You mentioned this Air France, the plane that went down over the North Atlantic a couple of years ago, and how the pilot was improperly trained. And the, who knows if the real pilot, the number one pilot who had just gone for his R&R after the plane had been up for 3 or 4 hours, and there was a pilot who had some experience. There were three pilots on the plane. There were no co-pilot. It was all trained pilots, and they'd swap off doing different jobs. But this guy didn't know how to. He hadn't been trained, or he'd forgotten what to do when all of those different things happened at the same time because of the turbulence and the temperature outside and the fact that they have a problem with this plane with a particular type of instrument reading. So all these things come together in the so-called perfect storm, and in 4 minutes, the plane goes from 35,000 feet to 2 miles below the surface of the ocean. But listen, the technology that helped us find this, that's even more astounding, how they have these submarines. What would be the chances? How many gallons of water over how many square miles, hundreds of miles, thousands of miles? How would you think they'd be able to come up with finding a plane that's 2 miles below the surface of the ocean and be able to recover a box that's 1 foot by 3 feet? I mean, think about that.
That's incredible. But you know what this shows us also? That the preciseness of today's technology could be for the good and could be for the evil. I mean, Doug, you realize that on the press of a button, right now, as we speak, there are nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles aimed at certain cities. It's to hit precise points.
Yeah.
There are nuclear weapons in submarines that are, you know, traveling the world. There are nuclear weapons on aeroplanes as we speak, Doug.
Yeah.
Right there are American Air Force jets with nuclear weapons on them patrolling certain areas of the world. There are nuclear weapons on trains, and they're all with today's computerized technology. I mean, look at the Scud missiles. Look at those missiles that can, you know, hit a precise building. I mean, you know, you can walk in the street today and a satellite can read exactly the headline of a newspaper you're holding.
Yeah.
It's rather scary and extraordinary, and I hope that all this will be shifted and molded and shaped into good rather than evil.
Yeah, we can say an amen to that. Yep, good. We have the opportunity to do good with this, to do good things with all this technology. Let's hope that the goodness prevails. Uri, with something to think about, Uri and his mind meditations, all the things, there are books galore, all kinds of things that will help you make yourself better and your mind better. Check them out at urigeller.com. Thanks, Uri.
Okay, bye. From Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang on.
Busted! Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Do you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Time now for you to win a swell Doug Steffen prize. If you've never participated in our top five song contest, we have snippets from the top five songs this week in 1978 is the week in focus. Want to say that again, Doug? This week in 1978, top five songs starting with this one. You identify the artist and the song, and you get the prize starting from five. Then we go to four and three and two and one. Amazing how that works.
You get it.
Yep. Everybody gets it, 800-510-8255, when you can identify these tunes. This is number five, followed by number four.
I love number five.
You don't care, Richard.
Yes, you do. Right. Yes, you do.
Help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out with a little love.
Not a lot of heavy lifting with this one, you think?
Yep.
This may be the easiest one of all of the five to identify.
Number two might be easier.
All right. Well, let's get to number three first. Here's number three. This week in 1978. People will confuse this
with the other.
Right. Yeah. They're all related, shall we say.
Yeah.
All right. So that's number three. Here's number two.
Yeah. That's the gimme.
Yep. I got a couple of gimmies here. Who's this and what's the name of this song? And then there's number one.
And the
pop hit.
One of the singers here they will have a hard time with. The one singer everybody will get, the other one is tough.
Yeah. She must be somebody's niece, right?
Is she?
Yeah.
You might be right.
Somebody's niece.
Let me look it up.
All right. What's the name of this song? What's the name of the two people who have sung it? So we'll go through these again quickly, and then you can start calling. If you know now, help yourself. First one in with the right answer, we get you on the air. 800-510-8255 wins the prize at number five.
Oh.
Great instrumentalist.
Yeah.
Guy who wrote for the Smothers Brothers comedy show, too, if I remember correctly.
Really?
This guy, yeah. Right. Remember we had him on the program. Didn't I meet him when I was in Eugene? No.
No, it wasn't.
No, this is money. It was somebody else who'd done the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. All right, number four. Number three. number two, Columbus. And number one. All right, so put them all together. What do we have besides Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo? 800-510-8255. Figure it out, and you will win. Some other things at DougStefan.com. As a matter of fact, Richie, there's some audio. Our video of the day today is a new one from Playing for Change, a project that features singers and musicians from all over the world performing together. They use YouTube to raise awareness about issues that have affected everybody here. New song, which will be featured on their forthcoming album, is a cover of a Rolling Stones song, Gimme Shelter. This is our video of the day. Playing for Change.
I like it so far. A little dobro action, slide guitar. Yeah.
Not to be confused. It's in the top awesome. Five song
category. This is awesome.
Awesome. So they put the pieces together using YouTube. One person would use one, put theirs up on YouTube. Somebody else put another one up. Remember, this happened before with another song. It was probably the last year.
This is great.
Yeah. So check out our video of the day and identify the top five songs from this week in 1978. That'll all be coming up in the next half hour along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day, where our time is 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Redeeming frequent flyer miles has become nearly impossible, and that's especially true if all of your miles expire. Airlines have had draconian rules for mileage redemption for years. One major change is that they delete all the miles in your account if there's no activity. So the simple solution for keeping your miles is to maintain some kind of activity, even if it's using an affiliated credit card for purchasing something in the airline's shopping mall. Of course, not everyone is that vigilant, so if your miles do expire, you can reinstate them. For a fee, of course. American Airlines charges at least $50 for every 5,000 miles they put back into your account, plus a $30 processing fee. United charges just over 1 cent per mile, plus a $25 processing fee. But with Southwest's Rapid Rewards, once your miles expire, kiss them goodbye. Here's the good news. Delta recently eliminated its mileage expiration policy altogether. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
Parents.
This good day, it is a gift from you.
Hi, we have some good news and a review also of the top five songs from this week in 1978.
Are you okay over there, sir?
I just had
Heimlich.
I had a fish. I'm having a fish shepherd's pie.
My stomach just flipped.
Shepherd's pie.
Man.
White fish, it's a flounder.
You need a wife more than any man I've ever met in my life because the things you eat at the time.
Are you suggesting that women are only good for making food and working around the house?
I'm suggesting that you have no sense of time or taste when it comes to eating. And you need another person to go, what in the world are you doing?
I'm eating a fish shepherd's pie.
For breakfast?
Well, so I had a Metafast shake.
All right, let me give you the heads up on the Metafast, brother.
No shepherd's pie on Metafast.
A fish shepherd's pie is not quite on the menu. Doesn't really
fit. Just uses the Metafast compliment system.
Yeah, when you look at the Metafast menu and it says what on this picture does not fit, shepherd's pie is pretty much going to be the winner.
I'm having a vanilla shake with my shepherd's pie.
Fish shepherd's
pie. You know what this proves, though? Proves that Metafast stuff actually tastes good because you're not actually using Metafast for survival as you are eating other foods. You're using it because you like it.
Yeah, I do like it.
Well, he's also using it as the maintenance diet. After you finish with Metafast, you just kind of use it as a mix of your daily diet.
When I come back from the winter of hibernation in California, I have a little roll. I have now lost 10 pounds, and it's all around my middle. But somebody's asked me yesterday, was I in good shape? Yeah, I've always been in good shape, but I don't like this little roll. And so through exercise, running around the farm, and the Metafast diet, I have quickly erased quicker than I ever have coming back. By this, it usually takes me an extra month to get rid of that roll. Gonzo.
I do the same thing. I'll have my breakfast and dinner and then mix it up with Metafast in the middle or lunch and dinner.
Gonzo.
Yeah.
Gonzo. Yeah. All right, let's get to the good news, Richie. Good news before we get to our top five songs.
Good news blowing in your window.
Earlier, we were talking We have always three, four, five things that become themes of the program every day. One of the things I said that attracted people's attention was the story about the imposter police outfits. I don't know what kind of action you're getting on Facebook on that, Jen Jen, but somebody just sent me an email. So I decided I would turn this around and make a good story out of it because the stats are in this week, and there is a steady decline in major crime in our country. And what I love not only about telling you that the number of crimes, major crimes, is going down, mostly because of the major crime squad at Law and Order. That's why they've all gone down.
That's right.
But the fact that experts, I love these experts who can't understand, we have more people, and it would seem with more people, we'd have more crime. We were talking about the number of police per person in cities like Washington and Akron, Ohio, and St. Louis, and Detroit, et cetera, et cetera. So is that what's doing it? Or is it just, and now I'm talking about violent crimes. Remember my philosophy, violent criminals go to jail and you throw away the key, versus people who are doing white-collar crime. Those people need to have their money extricated, their property extricated, and they need to go to work for a minimum wage job. But the violent crime stats dropped significantly last year, the lowest rate in 40 years.
Really?
So all of these nincompoops are puzzled because they can't understand. Their expectation was that crime would increase
because of the economy
during the recession.
Right,
exactly.
Sure.
And that was the way it started in 2008, 2009. But for some reason, the number of people being murdered or robbed, less than half of what they were in the early 1990s.
I can't afford to buy bullets.
Maybe that's what it is, Richie. No knives. Small towns,
yeah,
seeing far fewer crimes, populations under 10,000. The numbers of crime activities, their criminal activities, way, way down. So, I mean, New York City, however, is the opposite, Roberta. New York City saw an increase of 14% in murders. I thought that everything was under control.
Whoa.
There. 14% more murders last year in New York than the year before.
That's a big jump for a place with a population.
Murder,
that big.
Rape,
so it went from
robbery.
3 to 5 or something?
Say again?
So, like, it went from 3 murders to 5 murders?
No, this is, we're talking about hundreds of people get murdered. 300, I think it's 346 is the number in New York. Number of rapes up. Aggravated assaults up. So New York City, that's not going to set well with Bloomberg, although I don't know. He's not going to run for mayor again, probably. And generally speaking, we all believe he's done I think he's done a good job as mayor, and I think you think he's done a good job as mayor. I think most people think he's done a good job as mayor. To the
I think
point
he's done
where
a fabulous job.
We'd like to have him as president. I still think I'd like to see him as president. But just these interesting numbers. New York City jumped 24%. In robberies, 5.5% in aggravated assaults.
And aggregated,
wow.
Too.
And aggregated as well. Yeah.
All these assaults.
Wow! Look at, Look at the number. In 1990, New York had 2,245 murders.
Wow.
2,000. In 1990, last year, the number was 600 and something.
That's not a crime number. That's population control.
2,245 murders.
Wow.
In New York in 1990. My God, no wonder they. Who was the mayor? Is that when?
If that
were
happening in another country, we'd invade and say it was.
Crimes
against humanity.
What happens if the? What happens if the Iraqis invade us?
Yeah.
Come over here to. Take care of us. That's an astounding statistic. Do you remember who
that was? David Dinkins.
Dinkins. What a day. He was terrible. He was an awful man. Oof. Awful.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Awful, awful, awful. Okay. So we've laid a goose egg here. It's 20 before the hour. Nobody yet with the right titles to these songs. We'll go through them one more time quickly, and you'll have from now until when Dr. Ken gets here to call us at 800-510-8255. Give us the names and the artists. Here we go. Number 5. This is not The Hill Where the Lord Hides, which was the other hit from this guy. All right, that help you out a little? It's number 4 that's up next.
With a little thought, the end
Only one of the biggest names in music on the face of this planet.
Yeah. That's the first one. That number five is throwing people. Number three, what's the name of this song and who's singing it? So good week for pop music. This week, 1978.
This guy's dead.
Yes, he is. There are only two of them left. Okay. Number two, no difficulty here. I just spent a lot of time on that. Here's the number one song this week in 1978.
This one's hard.
All right.
The guy in this duo, you don't think of him as a pop.
Well, you
artist.
Did, but you did 30 years ago.
Right.
Not, well, I mean, 30.
And then the woman, we'll go ahead and give you a pass on the woman's name if you can't think of that, because right. This is her one hit.
Who's the major singer here on this number one song? So there they are, the top five songs from this week in 1978. If you don't get it, I'll tell you what the order is and who it is, but I would rather be able to give somebody a swell Doug Steffen prize. I was talking about Tressel getting fired from Ohio State. So here's somebody else who got fired, the football coach at, Tennessee. The Tennessee football coach got fired over the weekend. Mm-hmm. As well, for making an Obama song, which I can't play.
It is, really?
Yeah, it's really too, it's just, you can't, we couldn't get away with it. Guy who's 26, got fired, he played it to his staff, and it might actually, because you know, there are a lot of people in this country who don't like Mr. Obama, and they go off on their tangents and have their jokes and whatever else it is that they seem to think is cool. When you go to the link for this song, there are a couple of sites that give you the information on the firing. But this, depending on how it was handled, Jennifer, could be a number one country hit. This could be a number one country hit. Best effort, some people think, at, if you will, zeroing in on the continuing outrage at the oversteps of government. Now, you know, somebody sent this to me because they hear me all the time talking about my outrage when it comes to government being everywhere. It's actually kind of, I listened to it, it was an entertaining song, but it's just not what we do here. I wouldn't play it, but I'll call your attention to it. So it's on YouTube if you want to. Just, I think you would search Obama song or anti-Obama song and you'd find it, Richie, I'm betting. But he and Tressel were both fired over the weekend. All right, coming up in a minute, Dr. Ken, before we get to him, I'll tell you what the top five songs were from this week in 1978, coming right up here on Good Day.
And from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about three eggs any style and how it affects your life. Three eggs any style. Sometimes we go to the restaurant, we take a look at the menu, and they give us a choice. They say we can have three eggs any style. Now, the average person actually takes either three fried eggs, three scrambled eggs, or what have you. But why? It does say three eggs any style. We have the right to say we want to have two fried eggs and we want to have one scrambled egg. And we should be able to do the same with our life. We get instructions in our life, and sometimes we just absolutely follow them without stepping out, without trying something new. Life gives us the opportunity to mix things, to change things. We need to read the instructions literally and figuratively and bring more value, more fun, more opportunities that everything in our life provides us with. So when we see three eggs any style, go for it. Enjoy the life that is prepared for you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
right, here we are identifying the songs because, hey, you know what we should do?
What's that?
Where's Dr. Ken?
Oh, yeah, let's see if he can play.
Oh, good call.
Hi, Ken. Here we go. We're going to... Did you hear us playing these before as you were getting ready?
Yes.
All right. You know what number five is we're playing in the background? What is that song?
All right. This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
This
the guy was an instrumental.
Herb Alpert, isn't it?
No, it's Chuck Mangione.
Oh, Chuck Mangione, yes. University of Rochester.
Right. Feels so good. That's what this is. He had two big hits. This is one of them.
I went there as undergrad. I should know.
Yeah, you should have known. All right, number four. See if Ken knows what this is.
Come on, this one you'll know.
Let him hear it.
This is our English friend.
That's him.
That's true.
The singer.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, Paul McCartney.
What's the name of the song? He was studying at Duke when this was a popular song.
Yeah, like, I was an intern, you know. I was asleep in the world.
With a little luck.
A little luck.
All right, number three. What's the name of the song?
Shadow Dancing.
Good.
All right.
And who's singing this?
I'm the Bee Gees.
One of them, but not one of the Bee Gees. No.
Yeah, Andy, the brother. All right, number two. You got to get this group. Yeah.
It's about Dr. Ken.
Who's this? Come on. If your wife were here, she'd get this.
Oh, Julie, she'd get all these.
Like your daughter.
She'd get all these. Nah, 1980s.
No, nah, Julie would get these. All right, so who's this? He doesn't know.
It's 1980.
Dr. Bolt's Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John.
And what's the name of the song?
A Little Bit of Love.
No, you're the one that I want. All right, number one from this week.
Now, you're never going to get this one.
No, this might surprise you. Who's this?
All right. Let me give you a little hint.
I can't help
it. Nuts roasting.
No, that was Nick.
Oh, that was Nick. No, Mathis did a version of it, too.
Right.
Johnny Mathis.
All right. 12 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on Good Day, to give us some of the daily dose, the information that's important, brought to you by Medifast. I was being chastised, Dr. Ken, for having a shake, a Medifast shake with fish shepherd's pie.
Mm.
Apparently that breaks the mold or the idea.
Not really in the plan, is it?
But I have lost in the last...
Who did it? I'll do it my way.
Well, I've still lost 10 pounds.
That's only important.
When you look at me, when you do your physical on me, I got that roll. That rolled gonzo.
Wow.
And that's what this does. Medifast does it. You have experienced it. Your wife, who could identify those songs, also has experienced weight loss with Medifast. Richie has. Jennifer has. Roberta has. And thousands of people who listen to this program have gotten help and support. See, that's what's good about this. It's supportive. They talk to you about how to do this.
I can't find any more room in my pantry because it's full of Medifast products. And it is working, and there's happy smiles on the two women in my house. My daughter, my wife, they are successful on this diet, as are my patients, my friends. This works. It's a lifestyle. It's a healthy lifestyle. You'll lose the weight. You'll keep it off. Get that last 10 pounds that all of us are trying to lose, or lose a lot of weight that you've been trying to lose for your whole life.
This is the story. Get it. Take it from Ken. Get it by going to MedifastKen.com or calling 800-506-4115. Until the way I learned my lessons, Richie. 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code to save money on Medifast. 800-506-4115. Pediatricians have important information for parents today, Ken.
Doug, when the American Academy of Pediatrics speak, we listen because they're supposed to keep our children healthy. And they've published this week in Pediatrics, and they're talking about energy drinks and about sports drinks. Most children, they feel, and adolescents do not need sports drinks. And also, any energy drinks are never appropriate for children or teenagers. Water should be the primary beverage of choice.
Danger. Danger. Stress. Doesn't boost the risk for MS. Why?
This is just a finding. Although stress can exacerbate multiple sclerosis, once you have it, it does not actually increase a person's risk, Doug, for developing the disease in the first place.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here exclusively on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
G ACN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
While you're turning me every which way but loose, you turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose.
Henny Rabin did the theme to the movie of the same name. Clint Eastwood turns 81 today, 6'4". He started acting in 1954, Chucker, took his first screen test. And the people who said he couldn't act, pretty much like John Wayne, he's been laughing all the way to the bank. Look at all these from the 70s through the 80s, 90s. The guy can open a movie, direct a movie, produce a movie. Make my day, Richie.
Make my day.
That's just pop up. So isn't that kind of cool? I think he's very cool. But I think a lot of his movies have been too violent.
Make my day.
Yeah.
You know what movie he said that in?
That was the second Harry, what's his face?
Fourth one.
Dirty
fourth
Harry?
It was the fourth one?
Yeah.
Really? Wasn't there some talk of doing another one of them?
I think a lot of fans would like to see it, but Eastwood said no way.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of ways his Gran Torino character was sort of a homage to an older Dirty Harry.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right. And that was, yeah, kind of it was a way out in a sense. All right.
But it's a great career, and man, is an icon in the business.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Chuck Curry is here. You can find him in the contributors box at DougStephan.com with his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. He'll have the box office totals, including this, I guess you would say, outstanding result for a picture that is a piece of garbage. That's really what the story is. Headline, piece of garbage. Garbage makes $140 million. Story coming right up here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, Chucker, let's go through the list of winners at the box office this weekend.
All right, Doug, it was a great Memorial Day weekend for Hollywood as moviegoers lined up to see a lot of films, including The Hangover 2, which did almost $140 million in business since opening on Thursday. That's a pretty impressive number. And the biggest opening ever for an R-rated movie, Kung Fu Panda 2, another sequel which landed at box offices, did $53.8 million over the weekend, $65 million since opening on Thursday. The budget for that film, $150 million. By the way, the budget for The Hangover 2 was $80 million. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, $39 million, $152 million in a couple weeks of release. Almost a half a billion dollars worldwide. The film's playing gangbusters overseas, not as much here. Bridesmaids, good word-of-mouth comedy hit, $16.3 million, $85 million in 3 weeks of release, and Thor ran out the top five best superhero films, done $160 million, 4 weeks of release, $9 million over the weekend.
Not a bad deal. Just looking at the history of the box office, Return of the Jedi topping all opening box day records to the point when it was released, 1983. Listen to this. This is what's so fascinating. We're talking about a movie that grossed $140 million that was the box office champ this weekend. During this weekend in 1983, Return of the Jedi brought in $6,219,629 on 1,000 screens and was considered one of the most prolific, one of the biggest box office successes of all time to that point.
Well,
$6 million it took him.
The one word you use, why, is screens, 1,000 screens.
Right.
Somebody's The Hangover's on almost 4,000.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the difference.
Wow, but that is a wow. That really is a wow. Wowzer, Chuck Curry.
Yes.
Good day.
Yes.
Talk to you tomorrow. 59 after on Good Day.